Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
The film White Noise was released on Netflix in September of last year. It's about a train crashing, exploding, and burning toxic chemicals off into the atmosphere, creating a major health hazard for miles around. Reflecting what just happened a few weeks ago in Ohio, White Noise was even filmed in the same area, just a few miles from Ground Zero in East Palestine. Some people will call this a coincidence, but these days, believing in coincidence can cost you your life. And there is more. Just 3 months before the train wreck, the city of East Palestine began adopting the MyID digital bracelet system into their local emergency services. Being touted as the ultimate ID system, MyID is a digital ID company dealing primarily with digital ID bracelets for the medical industry. Bracelets designed to make it easier for first responders to access your medical profile in the event of an unexpected emergency. And just a week before the crash, they began handing these bracelets out to all the residents of East Palestine. Also, 2 weeks before the crash, the CDC updated their page on vinyl chloride, removing their section on how it affects children and raising the safe exposure threshold. Neil Donald Walsh wrote, "There are no coincidences in the universe, only convergences of will, intent, and experience." Not only does the Ohio train crash appear to be a deliberate attack, it appears to potentially be a very deadly attack. 3 days after the train wreck, authorities called for a controlled release burn. Controlled in that they would initiate the spark that will burn all the chemicals and cargo together in a massive chemical fire, potentially putting millions of people's lives at risk. The vinyl chloride spill at Camp Lejeune was small in comparison to what happened this month in Ohio, but it still poisoned over a million people, and it took decades for the effects to materialize. A new federal lawsuit against Norfolk Southern alleges that 1.1 million pounds of vinyl chloride was spilled into the local environment. The vinyl chloride metabolite chloroethylene oxide attacks human DNA and can take years to start showing up as cancers and other disease. There is arguably no safe dose for exposure. Leading expert in the study of vinyl chloride, Dr. Julianne Baer, agrees and says that nobody should be drinking the local water. According to Dr. Baer, vinyl chloride gets transported into homes via the groundwater. She says it comes out of the water into the air, and that's really the major route of toxicity for the liver. It comes through the air. While some argue that burning it resolved these issues, that seems to be false. Dioxins are the deadly toxins behind Agent Orange and DDT. They are generated when chlorinated chemicals like vinyl chloride burn. In fact, the exact reaction that happened in East Palestine when they decided to burn vinyl chloride and PVC pellets together was arguably the most efficient and deadly way of dispersing dioxins into the environment, and could equate to being one of the biggest chemical weapons attacks in history. Some are saying that tens of millions of lives could now be at risk. And that number will keep growing so long as humanity dismisses these attacks as coincidence and continues to do nothing. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. We have a huge guest in studio today. I'll tell you about it When we come back, we obviously have masses of just insane news. My job's gotten a lot easier because the New World Order is in our face, pissing in our face. We're going to stop.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Remember, this broadcast was already supposed to already be off the air. And very powerful forces, including the FBI, the CIA, large corporations, think tanks have been working tirelessly along with the corporate dinosaur media and big tech to shut us down. But because we have we the people, because we have you, because we're together, we are still on air, though battered and embattled, but battle hardened. And in many ways, more effective and more influential than we've ever been. And I don't just mean myself, but I mean the crew, our guest, our host, our reporters, our researchers, this family, and all of you that have kept us on the air over the years and spread the word. You're not a participant in this. You are a MVP, most valuable player in the fight. So let that sink in to your heads when you call in and thank me over and over again. No, I'm thanking you. Let that burn into your head. And that's not to butter you up or kiss your ass. You are victory. When you get excited, when you take action, when you're informed, when you've got God on your side, when you're hitting your knees every night, we are unstoppable. World government is now out in the open. And in every poll and study around the world, it's wildly unpopular. And they got dressed down to their face by Elon Musk last week. And more is happening. I monitor the other big talk show hosts, the ones that aren't liberal or conservative, but are, quote, middle of the road. And it's not just Joe Rogan. The majority of them are turning against the establishment and turning against the globalists because they realize their own interest to live in a quasi-free, successful country or world are in trouble. Big article on this out of Vanity Fair yesterday. I didn't have time to get to it, but I'm going to cover it more today. Now, I've known about this guy for over a decade. I mean, hell, back to the Iraq War. This is the second one, so I guess hard to believe that's 20 years ago, 2003. And producers are great. They book great guests. And I've asked a few times, hey, get Michael Yon on. For some reason, never happened. I knew he lived in Texas. He lives outside Austin, Dripping Springs. And then, boom, here he came walking through the door here, stayed to be on with Mike Adams. So I said, will you please, in your busy schedule, come on for 2 hours tomorrow? And he obliged, saying he'd want to get on the show for years. So, wow, we're going to be as happy as two peas in a pod here. This guy has seen it all. Long history in special forces, then as a journalist, as a pro-human activist. Just, man, this 2 hours, second and third hour, are going to go by so quick with Michael Yon in studio. He spent a lot of time last year over in the Netherlands, where it's the front line of the globalist assault to shut down farmers when the Dutch are the third biggest food producers in the world. It will cause mass starvation, not there, but around the world. It's just, we're going to cover everything. World War III, the Ukraine situation with Michael Yon, a super smart, super humble guy. And he's going to be with us talking about information war and more. Then, fourth hour, hosted by the mighty, amazing, dynamic You know it's true. Drew Hernandez, such a brain and such a fiery speaker. He's got it all. He is going to be hosting the fourth hour. And I tell you, I sleep better at night knowing there are the Drew Hernandezes, there are the Chris Skies, there are the Tucker Carlsons, there are the Kyle Rittenhouses of the world. Speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse, the guy that admits he chased him down with a gun and pointed it at him with an intent to shoot him is suing him for shooting him in the arm. Talk about incredible control that Kyle Rittenhouse showed. Because if you're aiming the gun at me and knocking me down on the ground or pointing it at me, I'm going to shoot you in the chest. Rittenhouse basically blew half the guy's arm off to disarm him. That is Obi-Wan Kenobi level stuff. Doesn't kill the guy, just cuts the arm off. Getting sued, and they think they'll get a judge in a leftist venue and might win. But it's better to be tried by nine and carried by six, as they say. We'll be covering more of that. Look, there's a lot I didn't get to yesterday, a lot I got to cover today. We're going to jam it all into this hour, then intersperse more with our guests in the second and third hour ahead of the amazing Drew Hernandez. But let me explain how I operate, because the politicians don't get this, the power structure doesn't get it, most of the audience gets it, but some people don't. And they think Jones must be working for some special interest group, Jones must have some special funding, Jones must be taking orders from somebody. No, I'm just like a grassroots activist. I take orders from my own research and where God leads, guides, and directs me. And so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Trump. The system legitimately hates his guts. He legitimately got elected. He legitimately called the shots himself, or tried to. And presidents, really, since they took out Nixon, this is admitted in PhD-level political science, are puppets of these Council on Foreign Relations, corporate roundtable, Committee of 300 groups. You say, well, which is it? The Club of Rome, the Davos Group, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. There's like 20 dudes. They're all men. Almost all old white men, maybe one Asian person. I think there's one black guy that, you know, is in one of the high-level boards as well. But the point is that they're the ones pushing all the racial division, and white people are bad, when meanwhile they're a bunch of old white men running this thing. And people ask, well, what is the most powerful group? It's 20 guys or less that sit as the chairman and the directors and the presidents and the heads of all of these globalist organizations, more than 100 of them. And that's what the Rockefellers really did a really good job of in an evil way in the last 100 years, was setting up over 100 national and international boards that they then give endless funding to get their people put into positions of power in the bureaucracy, in the military, in industry, in banking, in academia, and government. That's why when Schwab talks about he penetrates the cabinets, they've got a bunch of globalist organizations that will have hundreds or thousands of members depending on the group, but there's only about 20 people that head them. In fact, if you look at the main groups, there's four or five guys that are on more than half of the directorships. So it's four or five guys that are the chairman of the boards of those groups, and then you've got another 15 or so that help them. So we're talking about 20 people that run these things. And, man, they are eugenicists, they are transhumanists, they are anti-Christians, they are promoting pedophilia. When you see all the pedophilia and all the corruption and all the evil, it's them. So is Trump pig-headed? Does Trump have big blind spots? Absolutely. Does Trump convince himself something's the right thing to do and then never admit he's wrong? Yeah. That's a powerful attribute against the globalist, but it's also a powerful problem when he's wrong, because he will not listen and he cannot be turned around. Case in point, the poison shots. That said, when we come back, I've been weighing who's better, DeSantis or Trump. And I've been openly throwing my support to Trump or DeSantis when one of them does the right thing, because we have leverage. All of us have leverage on Congress, on these leaders, on these corporate leaders to put pressure on them. Been putting pressure on McCarthy to put out the January 6th video. Now he says it's coming out in about a week and a half. Tucker's already been given access to it. So we have power. They don't want us to use it. That's why they censor us. So I haven't thrown Trump out with the bathwater. I've been very critical to try to put pressure on him to do the right thing, to save lives and stop the poison shot. But without Trump, we're already doing that together, getting past the censors and working really hard. We've done an amazing job. You've done an amazing job. That said, when DeSantis came out hardcore against the poison shots and his criminal investigations going, I said, okay, he just went up in the scales against Trump. He's a couple points ahead. I give it 52 to 48, DeSantis right now, in my heart, in my mind, who I think is better because I judge a tree by the fruits. Trump has aggressively, the last few months, been hammering this war, calling the globalist warmongers, explaining it's World War III, and really trying to rally people against the war when nobody at his level is doing it. Not DeSantis, not really any of them. Rand Paul's been somewhat critical, but not much. Trump, with his anti-World War III stance, but believe me, he's dangerous to take with the power he's got, just pushed him way ahead of DeSantis. I'd say it's 60-40 right now in the scales. Trump is way better than DeSantis right now. And I intend to put pressure on DeSantis. You should, too, to come out against this war as well. He's been somewhat supporting it. Now, this could end our civilization and life as we know it. So I'm going to come back with this very important Trump clip and more. But whether you're an AP reporter that calls out the Defense Department for starting a war or whether you're Trump calling it out, everybody needs to do it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So let me finish the point I was making before I get to this key Trump clip from last night that is absolute truth and goodness and makes him, in my mind, pull way ahead in the fruit of the tree analogy against the DeSantis. And we want to pit them against each other to make iron sharpen iron, to get them both to really be hardcore against the New World Order. That's what the populists want. That's what's good. That's what's true. Let's do it. We have the initiative. The globalist agenda is horrible. Nobody wants it, except for a tiny New World Order cabal of criminals, a cult. But I don't get up here and go, well, who'll give me money? Will it be DeSantis or Trump? I never got money from those guys in the RNC. I don't sit up here and say, what'll get me ahead with the system? I would have taken the offer to go meet Henry Kissinger when the head of the Kissinger group tried to get me to go to New York 15 years ago. I would have taken the other deals. I would have taken the Fox News deal whenever they wanted to start me with a Saturday show. Again, 15, 14 years ago when I had the offers from Roger Ailes. I want to be independent. That's what's really valuable to me. Whether it's with a bullhorn on the side of the road or in a high-tech studio talking to millions of people, that's my goal. And so listeners get a little confused sometimes. They say, well, some days you're for DeSantis and some days you're for Trump. Are you flip-flopping? No, I'm always clear that I want them as major leaders that have a huge bully pulpit to promote issues of freedom and the truth. And so when Trump does something good, I support him. When Trump does something bad, I come after him. When DeSantis does something good, I support him. When DeSantis does something bad, I come out against it. It's real simple. I'm not here like I'm judging a Miss America contest of who the better candidate is because of how they look or who's got a better suit or who spoke better. I care about results. Rand Paul certainly he's a good speaker, but he doesn't have a lot of charisma. But I love him and think he would be a great president because he's smart and has really good policy ideas. So I don't care about how good a speaker you are. I care about what you stand for and your integrity, and that's what we should all stand for. What is the results of what you produce? My grandfather would always tell my dad and me when I was little, I don't want to hear talk. I want results. I don't want to hear about how you're going to do this. I want to see how you're going to do this. And that's what it comes down to. And so with what Trump has done, we got all the big World War III news here because we're in the beginning of World War III, make no mistake. The question is, will it go nuclear? Will it go chemical? Will it go biological? Will it go cyber attack? And they already cyber attacked and took Putin's speech off TV and off the internet 2 days ago in a giant attack on Russia. I mean, we're already there. The escalation's already out of control. The question is, can it be contained? Can it be wound back down? The way it's going to do that is if we've got, depending on the poll, there's hundreds of them, but they're all on the low end, 75 to 87%, we've covered the polls, covered another one that was in the high 80s yesterday, that 80% on average of the American people do not want this damn war, plus it hasn't been declared, and it's illegal. But we've been slept walked into it because we'd never support a war with Russia to start one day like that. We'd say, that's crazy, don't do it. But if they can slowly escalate it, they get what they want. But if we see things like the AP reporter who nailed Kirby that we played yesterday, saying NATO started this. NATO admittedly overthrew Ukraine. George Soros brags about it. Now you've got troops massing there. They've been fighting the Russians for years. What do you expect Putin to do? I think Putin made a big mistake walking into a trap, but I can see what we would do if folks were overthrowing countries on our doorstep and manipulating political movements inside our country to overthrow our government. But see, that's what the globalists have done. It's not been the Russians overthrew the U.S. government and got control of it. It's been the New World Order allied with China. Now they've split with the Chinese. There's a rift right now, but they're still, for their goals, a worldwide corporate fascist control grid, cashless society, market to be system, they're simpatico, the Chi-Coms and the New World Order. But just like Hitler and Stalin splitting in the middle of World War II when they had an armistice and a pact, an agreement before, the same thing's happened with China. So we're entering that moment in history where more happens in a year than happened in the previous 50. We're entering a very fluid, dangerous point. And what we need to see is Rand Paul, not just calling for Fauci to be arrested, that's great, but coming out against the war full-throatedly with press conferences and making the rounds. And we need to see constituents of Senator Johnson, who's a great guy, call him up and say, knock off the warmongering. We need demonstrations. We need peaceful action. We need civil disobedience. We need to take action like we did with the poison shots, and we can back this thing down and put the genie back in the bottle, but there's not much time because the road we're going down very quickly leads to nuclear war. And everybody knows that's a fact. So I salute Trump. He said we need a clean house of all warmongers and American last globalists in national security industrial complex. World War III has never been closer. Yeah, we're in it. Than it is right now. Trump thrashes America's last globalist over Ukraine war. And it goes on from there. Demented warmongers and globalists. Here's what Trump had to say. It's clip 14.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the national security industrial complex.
You know what? It's my fault. It's a 3.5-minute clip. I didn't look at it. I thought it was a 2-minute clip. There's another clip here up front that's 2 minutes. So I went to that late. We're going to go to break in a few minutes and come back with it. It's just too important to have it cut off by the break. But again, DeSantis was 2-3 points ahead in my mind of judging a tree by its fruits a month ago. He was 52-48 against Trump. 53-47 in my mind, how my mind counts these beans. You've got your own view and you're welcome to it. I'd love to take calls, you know, tomorrow and hear what you think about this. But DeSantis was ahead of Trump in action. Not now with this, and he's given a bunch of other speeches. This is what we need to hear. This is what's going on. And look, we spent a lot of time on the train derailment, the horrible fire, and the dioxin, and it's important. And it's really bad for people in the area. But compared to nuclear war, it doesn't even show up on the Richter scale. And the same people ignoring what's happened in Ohio are the ones pushing us into nuclear war. So, yeah, let's focus on Ohio, and let's pressure, you know, the EPA that's finally going in there to try to clean this up. Let's find out who gave the orders to blow this up and burn this up. But it creates this deadly dioxin when you add those chemicals together. Any chemistry first-year student would know that in college. But can we focus a little more on World War III and the collapsed border and all of that? Because this is the nation-ending events that we're witnessing. So we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with a Trump clip and a lot more. This is big, though. And, yeah, no, I'm behind Trump right now for president. I'm supporting him for president right now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, really smart, informative guest to cover the waterfront. Coming in studio next hour. Definitely don't want to miss that. Let me just get back to where I am on this Trump situation. DeSantis has been supporting the Ukraine war, and that is a big black mark on him. And he needs to come out against that. I understand he's a governor of a state. But he can't have his cake and eat it too. We all know he's running for president. So if he comes out full-throatedly against the war, he will then be better than Trump, because Trump's bad on the shot. But currently, World War III is the most dangerous thing we're facing. Trump is putting his money where his mouth is and doing things that are totally bugging the system. I have to morally then say I support Trump. And it's not a lesser of two evils. I'm not supporting Biden. I'm not supporting Gavin Newsom, because the word is Biden's probably not going to run. That's coming out now. Obviously, he can't. The guy can barely talk. If you got a choice between Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump, you can't go with Gavin Newsom, obviously. But that's not the issue. The issue is putting pressure on Trump and DeSantis and the Republicans to stop all the World War III and poison shot garbage. And tomorrow, I will open the phones up on this subject, Trump or DeSantis, or maybe you don't want either one. Well, then what are we going to do? Because believe me, I am so frustrated by Jared Kushner and Trump giving a bunch of rhetoric against censorship, but doing nothing, then it bit him in the ass. I got big problems with Trump. I don't care about being patted on the head by Trump. But Trump stopped calling me years ago because I'd talk about policy, and I'd say, I don't want to hear how great I am. I'm not one of your donors. I want action against the deep state. And Obama put almost $3 billion in with this breakaway network inside the government to censor the American people with the CIA and the Defense Department and the Justice Department. And I would tell them the legislation name, the Defense Authorization Act 2017, signed into law before Obama left, the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, and Trump would get frustrated. I'm like, dude, I'm not here to be petted like a little kitty cat, and I purr in your lap, and I feel good because a big famous president's calling me. I don't give a hell about that. I don't give a damn about Hollywood. I had Hollywood offer me the big roles if I would just go along with them 15 years ago. That's when the big offers came from Hollywood and Henry Kissinger and all of them. And I told them, piss up a rope, because who wants to be a Hollywood star when America collapses and you're in World War III? Who wants to be part of the elite that's screwing everybody over? That's not a hard offer to turn down. You could put a gun to my head and make me follow it. I only tell you those stories, folks, because you understand how real this is. Almost everybody else took the money. Almost everybody else sold out. But we, the people, didn't. And so we're at this point right now where I have to say what Trump is doing against the war, he's given a bunch of these speeches, is absolutely essential. The only thing he's wrong about is saying World War III could start any day. He thinks that World War III is nuclear. World War III is just a big conflict between major powers that starts breaking out around the world. And Israel's bombing Iran. China's making big moves in the South China Sea. They're all talking about full war. It's already here. So here's what Trump had to say last night. The full video is on InfoWars.com.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America Last globalists and the deep state, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the national security industrial complex. One of the reasons I was the only president in generations who didn't start a war is that I was the only president who rejected the catastrophic advice of many of Washington's generals, bureaucrats, and the so-called diplomats who only know how to get us into conflict, but they don't know how to get us out. For decades, we've had the very same people, such as Victoria Nuland and many others just like her, obsessed with pushing Ukraine toward NATO, not to mention the State Department support for uprisings in Ukraine. These people have been seeking confrontation for a long time, much like the case in Iraq and other parts of the world, and now we're teetering on the brink of World War III. And a lot of people don't see it, but I see it, and I've been right about a lot of things. They all say Trump's been right about everything. None of this excuses in any way the outrageous and horrible invasion of Ukraine 1 year ago, which would have never happened if I was your president, not even a little chance. But it does mean that here in America, we need to get rid of the corrupt globalist establishment that has botched every major foreign policy decision for decades, and that includes President Biden, whose own people said he's never made a good decision when it comes to looking at other countries and looking at wars. We have to replace them with people who support American interests. Over our 4 years in the White House, we made incredible progress in putting the America Last contingent aside and bringing the world to peace. And now we're going to complete the mission. The State Department, Pentagon, and national security establishment will be a very different place by the end of my administration. In fact, just into my administration, it'll be a very different place, and it'll get things done just like I did 4 years ago. We never had it so good. We'll also stop the lobbyists and the big defense contractors from going in and pushing our senior military and national security officials toward conflict only to reward them when they retire with lucrative jobs, getting paid millions and millions of dollars. Take a look at the globalist warmonger donors backing our opponents. That's because they're candidates of war. I am the president who delivers peace, and it's peace through strength. There was a reason we had no conflict. There was a reason we didn't get into wars, because other countries respected us. I entirely built, all right from the beginning, rebuilt our military. It's a big reason for that. They didn't want to mess around with the United States, and now they're laughing at us. We could end the Ukraine conflict in 24 hours with the right leadership. At the end of my next 4 years, the warmongers and frauds and failures of the senior ranks of our government will all be gone, and we will have a new group of competent national security officials who believe in defending America's vital interests above all else. Thank you very much.
All right, that's a 3.5-minute clip. I could spend months deciphering it. Everything he said is true about the deep state, the revolving doors, the system designing failure, the danger of accelerated war beyond World War III, nuclear war. That was an important speech. And you got to support Trump doing that. Courage and truth is contagious. We need to see this everywhere. We're going to go to break, come back into the latest World War III news, a bunch of poison shot news, the latest on the economy, and so much more. Rittenhouse, you know, January 6th, you name it. We got a special guest for 2 hours with us in studio that you don't want to miss coming up at the start of the next hour. We are listener supported. We have great products. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest bone broth out there. Bone broth has been one of the top sellers for 10 years. Everybody knows, particularly chicken broth, concentrated is so good for your bones, your stamina, your energy, your joints, your immune system. This is patented, super high quality, concentrated bone broth with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the magnesium, and so much more. It really is an incredible product. Concentrated bone broth costs the same amount as this without all the added ingredients that are in it. This is a superfood. It is amazing. It's in the store now, sold out for over 2 years at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Real Red Pill Plus with the preglinone and so much more that supercharges your whole body. Talk about fountain of youth. This is as close as you're going to get. Nitric oxide formula. Doctors have come on without me even asking them to and said, man, that formula is first rate to clean out your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. Everybody needs it. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the 1,000 milligram, the 25 milligram, the 10 milligram CBD, full spectrum, highest in you're going to get at way less than half what it sells for in stores. The CBD oil is so good for your whole body, your brain, your nervous system, your joints and bones as well. You should really use it and try it. Plus, your support in the broadcast. The only way you fail is not taking action. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, getting back to the World War III situation here. World War III has never been closer than this right now. Trump trashes America's last globalist over Ukraine war, says the deep state has had a coup over America. They've got to be removed. I mean, this is directly challenging the people that have hijacked this country. We need a clean house of all warmongers and America's last globalists, the national security industrial complex. Trump vows to oust demented warmongers and globalists. Other war news, China says ready to join forces with Russia, close quote, to defend national interests, close quote, as Putin confirms Xi visit during the war. Biden confesses Nord Stream terror attack again in Warsaw. Remember, he bragged he'd blow it up, said to Victoria Nuland. We mobilized to reduce dependence on Russian energy. Putin's speech he gave 2 days ago threatens nuclear war. Russia running low on Iranian drones. Biden and Putin deliver dueling fiery speeches. U.S. believes Russia has failed its intercontinental ballistic test of the Satan II missile. Wall Street Journal. Xi Jinping plans Russia visit as Putin wages war in Ukraine. That is a big deal. Something bothering you both? Zelensky shares very frosty meeting with Italian Prime Minister as Rome refuses to send fighter jets a week after her coalition partner Berlusconi blamed Kiev for the war. And now the AP reporter is saying it, and Trump's saying it. And it goes on and on and on. That does not defend what Putin has done. I think it was bad that he invaded and took the bait. not very smart, but I guess at the end of the day, it'll just make Putin's grip on Russia that much stronger. I guess, as they say, war is the health of the state. Look at this disgusting headline. Left-wing historian, Biden's Ukraine visit was presidential bravery, not seen since Lincoln. Talk about needing a barf bag. Talk about disgusting. But it's all coming out about the Nord Stream pipeline, ladies and gentlemen. It's all beginning to come out. And while we're focused on the war, the UN's getting ready, the big Marburg scare, they're getting ready with all the attacks on our food and infrastructure, grid. We've got top banker says UK will introduce a super app that combines digital and financial data within the year. That's up on Infowars.com. We mentioned this yesterday, but here are the articles. Physical attacks on power grid surged to new peak. Politico, Wall Street Journal, all reporting what we told you we were tracking. Power grid attacks surged are likely to continue, study finds. Attacks on the U.S. power grid are surging. The civilization is being purposely collapsed right now, and the question is, why are we putting up with it? So, about a year and a half ago, we all saw Biden fall down repeatedly going up the stairs to Puppet One or Air Force One. Well, leaving Poland, he fell down again while scrabbling up the stairs. And again, this is so emblematic of somebody with dementia, with serious cognitive problems, who's a puppet of the globalist, and of course Barack Obama's third unelected administration. But he really thinks he's president, and he really thinks he's dynamic, and he really thinks he can scrabble up the stairs. He's like an old dog that can't hunt anymore, but he thinks he can. And that's emblematic of where our republic is, led by these skeletons. I mean, I played the clip yesterday. Hey, cue that up if you can find it. And the whole two-hour speech is insane. George Soros, in Germany last week, gave a speech where you couldn't understand half of it. And again, this is a guy, to a great extent, calling the shots more than even O'Biden. Go ahead and play the clip.
Would increase the level of the oceans by 7 meters.
That's who's running our country and starting wars with Russia. That's who thinks they're in complete control of society. Now, let me get to the poison shot stack before our guest comes in. This is a small smattering of today's news. Vaccinated overrepresented in all cases, deaths, ONS data shows. That's just out of England, the only country putting out some data. But the insurance companies, they have the data around the world, and I'll show you a map just in Europe of where all the excess deaths are, highest rate ever recorded. And it is completely corresponding to the level of the amount of shots of the so-called vaccine people are taking. Dr. Fauci comes clean on vaccines, respiratory viruses. Somebody comes out and says they don't work. Israel court offered Ministry of Health. Israeli court ordered Ministry of Health to release the agreement with Pfizer. These two pages contain the section titled liability and indemnity provision. 99% of it is blacked out. I wish this was a joke, but it's not. And look at what they released. The fact that it gives them indemnity and freedom from any liability to give experimental shots to us, and 99% of it is blacked out. They knew exactly what they were doing. And I have this clip out of Canada. I'm kind of springing this on you guys. Let's see if you can find it in yesterday's list. Liberal explains, this is the lawyer for the government, vaccine contracts with no liability clause. And he goes on to say, well, we didn't know what it would do, and it might really hurt people, so we gave them full liability protection. I thought it was all tested. I thought it was all great. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, this is so bad. Massive amounts of excess deaths, and nobody seems to know why. What do you think's causing this? Asked Peter Sweden. And it shows the death numbers, and as you go up in the higher vaccinated areas, you get the higher death rates. Notice in Russia and Eastern Europe and Turkey and everywhere else, there's no excess deaths. But the more a country submits and forces its population to take it, the higher the death rate. Here are those numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But on average, it's a 56% increase in death when you average all age groups together from the shots. Here's a lawyer breaking it down. Criminal indictments. The U.S. Department of Defense, along with Fauci, Gates, Tedros, Moderna, Pfizer, FDA, CDC, WEF, CIA, and others, willfully and criminally engaged in racketeering, illegal advertising, fraud, and mass premeditated murder of millions of innocent people worldwide. It's being testified to international organizations. But don't worry, they think you'll forget the last virus with the new virus. Who convenes urgent meeting over outbreak of deadly Marburg virus that kills 90% of those infected? Let's go ahead and play this clip of the government lawyer explains vaccine contracts with no liability clause in Canada.
These agreements require employees of the Government of Canada that access these documents to sign confidentiality agreements. And why is that? Why is there much more redactions, as my colleague said, in these documents than in other documents? It's because these documents were signed at the beginning of a pandemic, when everybody was desperate for vaccines, when companies were being told to rush vaccine production, do testing in an unprecedented way, in a way they normally don't do it. So these companies were exposed to way higher liability, putting their products on the market than they normally would, because they didn't do the type of testing that normally takes these drugs years to come to market. They did it all in less than a year. So that's why these companies said, if I'm going to deliver you this product that I haven't tested in my normal way, I want to have different conditions. And with countries around the world competing with each other to get these, the countries had less leverage than they normally do. For example, if we were entering into flu vaccine contracts or monkeypox contracts or other things that were normally available, this would be a different issue. But these are already signed. They were signed at a time the government didn't have that leverage in negotiations. We just wanted to sign as many vaccine contracts with as many producers as possible because Canadians were desperate for vaccines. And in the end, it worked out. We got vaccines, and we were one of the countries that got to vaccinate everybody the fastest.
But it didn't work out unless you wanted to kill a bunch of people. There was the same program stampeding people into submission all over the world, and now there's a UN treaty to take control of our bodies. Hour number two, straight ahead. You don't want to miss this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.